Warning! 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 Destroy!
Please be aware that this podcast deals with technical topics, and if you try to do anything that has been discussed in this podcast and you make a mistake, you could very well leave your computer unusable. So if you're not technically inclined, I would suggest that you do not do anything that you hear in this podcast. If you are going to follow these steps, make sure you listen to this podcast very carefully. Make sure you have your product key. Make sure you have a full copy of the Windows installation CD that you intend to use. Make sure you have a floppy disk that has winnt.sif on it. Make sure you have all the driver disks that you need for after Windows does come back up, you know, as far as your sound, video, and whatever else you may need. Make sure you have your JAWS CD, your JAWS ILM information. You're going to need all of this. I will not be responsible for anyone who damages their PC or installation by attempting to follow the instructions on this process. Be warned, and make sure you know what you're doing before you attempt any of this. Thank you. Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to talk to you about doing an unattended installation of Windows on your PC. I'm going to tell you today about doing it with Windows XP Home Edition. That's what I have here. The process really isn't any different, though, for Windows 2000 or Windows XP Home or Pro or Windows 2003 Server Edition. And as far as I know, it won't be any real difference for Vista either, at least as far as what I've heard so far. So I'm going to be working on two different computers here. I've got a computer here on one side of the room that I'm going to be doing the unattended installation on, and then I have my other computer that I'm going to sit at while this computer is doing the unattended install, and I'll show you a couple different ways that you can get the stuff you need to accomplish this. So first, let's go over to the computer I'm going to do the unattended install on. And it currently is running Win2K, and I have Narrator up on it. What I'm going to do is, here in a minute, I'll reboot this computer so we can start the installation process. What you will need in order to do this is you'll need your installation CD, your Windows XP CD or your Win2K CD. It has to be a full installation CD. It can't be an upgrade. It can't be a factory restore disk that you typically get with a lot of the computers you buy in the stores. It actually has to be a Microsoft full version of the product. And in my CD drive, I have Windows XP Home Edition, a full OEM version. In my floppy disk drive, I have a floppy disk that has a file on it called winnt.sif, I believe.
It is an answer file that will tell the Windows CD how to do its installation process automatically without any user intervention. I'll take you into this with some information. First thing is, for the way I'm going to show it to you today, you'll need a floppy disk drive. I know some computers don't have a floppy disk drive, but for this process, the way I'm going to show you today, you will need a floppy disk. You will need the WinNT.sif file. There are a couple of ways that you can get this. You can get a zip file from www.jfwlite.com, jfwlite.com. Go into the programs link and go down through there and look for unattended XP install kit. Download that zip file. Inside it, you will see two sets of files. One set is for using the floppy disk, and the other set is for actually doing this via CD or DVD. That process is more difficult, and today I'm just going to show you the simpler of the two. This will be suitable for some of you, but others, may not be able to do this. So just be aware of that. Those of you who have sound cards that have drivers that are detectable by your installation of XP will be fine doing it with the floppy. If you have a system that has drivers that aren't recognized automatically by XP, there are two ways you can get around this. One is you go the CD-based method, and there are several other steps for doing the unattended install. Or you can do what I do and still do it the simple floppy-based method. What I do is I have a USB sound device that I plug in. It's automatically recognized by Windows XP, Windows 2000, Win 2003 server. By the way, this process can't be done on 95, 98, or Millennium. 2000 is as far back as you can go to do this. But what will happen, you can also get USB headphones to do this. They're automatically recognized by the system. You'll have sound as soon as Windows comes up after the install with the USB sound device. You can then take your CD with your sound drivers on it and install it to actually get support for your sound card. And so that's one way to get around that issue. If XP or whatever doesn't automatically recognize your sound drivers. Okay, so we're going to get started on this machine. I'm going to reboot it.
Shut down, main menu, export now window, shut down Windows, lock you off the computer to do, combo box, shut down Windows. Alright, restart, restart.
And I'm going to hit enter. Now the computer is getting ready to reboot. Here it goes. Once it starts booting, you need to hit the space bar every couple of seconds to get the boot from CD to be recognized on the Windows XP. Installation CD, and I believe it has. You can hear my CD drive running. Now, after this process starts up, you can remove the floppy disk out of the floppy drive. And it sounds like it's started, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to eject my floppy disk out. You have to have your computer set up, and most computers are, to be able to boot from CD. And but most computers are set up that way, so. But if you don't have it, if you have it set up to where it boots from your hard disk first and not your CD, then you're going to have somebody sighted go into your BIOS settings and change that. You need to have the CD capable of being booted before the hard disk to do this process. Okay, this computer is now in the process of doing the unattended install. Another thing I'll tell you about this is this unattended install will wipe out your C drive completely, or actually it'll wipe out your hard disk zero drive completely. So if you have multiple partitions on one hard disk, then you may not want to do this, because it's going to wipe that entirely out and turn your other partitions into nothing. They'll be gone. You'll just have one big partition on the drive, and it'll be your C drive. Myself here, I have a C drive that just has one partition on it for the C drive, so I can do this. My other partitions are on separate hard disks, and so that's not a problem to me. But if you have one hard disk and you have multiple drives on it, then you probably don't want to do this method. Okay, while that computer is working, I'm going to come over here to my other computer, and I'm going to show you a few things. One, I'm going to show you a program that's called Setup Manager. It's buried away on your installation CD. I don't have an exact location for that, unfortunately. For Windows, XP, Home, Professional, Windows 2003, I have a setup manager file I can provide anybody that wants it. I got mine off the Microsoft site through a Service Pack 2 deployment download. But I've also been told that it is on your CD somewhere. I'm going to walk you through that. You can create the winnt.sif file through that process. Or, just as easily, you can download, as I said, the unattended XP kit zip from JFW Lite. And it will have this nt.sif file in it already, and all you have to do is fill out all the pertinent details in it and rename it from the file that it's currently called to the winnt.sif.sif file. I believe that's the right name. Just read the instructions. It'll walk you completely through that process. So let me switch around here.
Alt Tab, Setup Manager. Setup Manager Dialog. Setup Manager Dialog. Next Creator Button. Alt plus N.
This is the Setup Manager. And I'm going to press the Next button.
Space. An answer file is a script that provides answers to the questions or options presented during Windows Setup. For example, if your answer file provides an answer to the quote select a time zone quote prompt, that page will not be shown to the end user during setup. Create new radio button checked. Alt plus C.
Now, the Setup Manager is pretty accessible. It's not perfect. You have to tap around a bit in it.
Shift tab, cancel button. Shift tab, next greater button, alt shift tab, less back button, alt plus D, alt shift tab, create new radio button checked, alt plus C. Setup Manager dialog. An answer file is a script that provides answers to the questions or options presented during Windows setup. For example, if your answer file provides an answer to the quote select a time zone quote prompt, that page will not be shown to the end user during setup. An answer file is a script that provides answers to the questions or options presented during Windows setup. For example, if your answer file provides an answer to the quote select a time zone quote prompt, that page will not be shown to the end user during setup. Create new radio button checked. Modify existing radio button not checked. Enter the path and file name of the answer file colon edit. Browse dot 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 button tab.
Here it's asking us if we want to create a new answer file, modify an old one, or point to one that's on another drive.
Create new radio button checked, one of two.
I'm going to tell it I want to create a new one.
Tab, less back button, tab, next greater button, alt plus N.
Press my next button.
Space, the answer file you create will either be an attend.txt, sysgroup.inf, or a .zip file. Choose a type of setup colon, an attended setup radio button checked, alt plus U.
Now here we have to tell it what type of an answer file it's going to be.
Sysgroup setup radio button, remote installation services. Sysgroup, unattended setup radio button checked, alt plus U.
And we're going to tell it it's unattended.
Tab, less back button, alt plus tab, next greater button, alt plus S space. Select the Windows product colon, Windows XP professional radio button checked, alt plus P. Windows XP home edition radio button checked, alt plus H.
Now my particular setup manager file only goes back as far as XP Home, since it come off of a Windows XP. If you need one for 2000, you'll have to dig through your installation disk for 2000 to find that. Unfortunately, I'm not sure where that's at, or you can try looking on Microsoft for it.
Windows XP Professional, Windows XP Home Edition Radio.
I'm going to tell this that I'm doing Windows XP Home.
Tab, less back button, alt tab, next greater button, alt plus space. You provide default options in the answer file, and the end user can change any of them. You provide all required answers in the answer file, and the end user is not prompted for them. You provide answers for setup pages that are hidden from the end user. You provide all required answers in the answer file. The end user can see the options but cannot change them.
Let's see here.
Fully automated radio button checked, alt. User controlled radio button checked, alt plus U.
Now it's asking us how we want the install to be done.
Fully automated radio button checked, alt plus F.
And I want it to be fully automated.
Tab, less back button, tab, next greater button, alt plus N. Space, setup manager can create a distribution share on your computer or network with the required Windows source files. You can then add files to further customize your installations. For example, you can supply additional device drivers. What would you like to do? Create a new distribution share radio button checked, alt plus C. Setup from a CD radio button checked, alt plus. Modify an existing distribution share radio button. Set up from a CD radio button checked, alt plus S.
And I believe we want to set up from CD.
Tab, less back button, alt tab, next greater space. You chose to fully automate the installation of Windows. To use this option, you must accept the terms of the end user license agreement, left parent EULA, right parent, and any Microsoft license agreements you have for the version of Windows you want to install. For more information about the EULA, consult your documentation or your Microsoft license agreement. To continue with Setup Manager, select the following checkbox and then click Next. I accept the terms of the license agreement, checkbox not checked, alt plus A. Space checked.
We do our EULA here. Tell it we agree.
Tab, less back button, alt tab, next greater button, alt plus N.
Then we go to next.
Space, name, colon, edit, alt plus N.
Here you would just fill out your name.
R-I-C-K.
Yeah, I'm not going to fill this out with the factual information. I'm just going through the steps.
Tab, organization, colon, edit, alt plus O. Period. Tab, next greater button, alt plus N. Space.
And I hear the other computer rebooting, so it's finished copying its files.
Tab, select display settings for the destination computers. Left shift tab, next greater button, alt plus N. Tab, less back button, alt plus tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, display settings.
Okay, I'm being asked for my display settings here.
Tab, colors colon combo box, use Windows default, alt plus C. Tab, screen area colon combo box, use Windows default, alt plus S. Tab, refresh frequency colon combo box, use Windows tab, custom dot 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 but tab, next greater button, alt plus N.
Going to use the defaults there.
Space. Tab, select a time zone for the destination computers. If you do not select a specific time zone setting, the following default time zone is used, colon left parent GMT minus 8 o'clock right parent plus cancel button. Tab, 313 view, time zone. Tab, time zone, colon, combo box, left parent, GMT, right parent, left parent, left parent, GMT, plus 2 o'clock, right parent, booter, left parent, GMT, dash 3 o'clock, right, left parent, GMT, dash 4 o'clock, right parent, left parent, GMT, dash 4 o'clock, left parent, GMT, dash 5 o'clock, right parent, Eastern Time, left parent, US, Canada, right parent.
And you just go up and down through this combo box, select your time.
Tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
Time zone, and then go to next.
Space, type a product key for the destination computers. You need a separate license for each copy of Windows you install. The product key you specify must match. The product key you specify must match. Tab, the product key you specify must tab. Next greater button, tab. Less back button, Alt tab. Cancel button, tab. 313 view, product key, tab. Product key, colon, edit, Alt plus P.
And you're going to need your product key at this point, and that's on your little sticker that comes with your XP install. It's either on your computer or on your CD case. And,
X, the product key you specify must match the product key, X, the product key you specify, X, the product key you, X, the product key you specify, X, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And you have five sets of boxes there to type your key into.
Next greater button, space. Tab, type a name for each destination computer, left parent, fifth left shift tab. Next greater button, Alt tab, less back button, Alt tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, computer names, tab, computer name, colon, edit, Alt plus C.
Now it wants a computer name for your computer. I'm just going to call this one Rick.
R-I-C-K, tab, computers to be installed, colon, list box, Alt plus O. Tab, add dot 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 tab, import dot dot tab, automatically generate computer names based on the organization tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
Then go to next.
Space, computer name, colon, edit. Tab. Shift tab, if you keep a record of the password you choose, help desk technicians or shift tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, administrator password.
It wants the administrator password here.
Tab, use the following administrator password, left parent 1.1. Tab, password, colon, password, edit, Alt plus P, start. Tab, confirm password, colon, password, edit, Alt plus C. Start. Tab, encrypt the administrator password in the answer file checkbox not checked, Alt plus E.
You can encrypt or not, it doesn't really matter. If it's encrypted, nobody else can get into your answer file and see what your password is. It's really not important if you're the only one handling this file.
Tab, when the destination computer starts, automatically log on as administrator checkbox not checked, Alt plus W. Tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And we're going to go to next.
Space, client for Microsoft Networks.
And I'm going to tab around and see what
tab,
this one
install
is.
Install TCP slash tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, network and components.
This is for the networking.
Tab, typical settings, radio button checked, Alt plus T.
And we just go with that, the typical settings.
Tab, next greater button, Alt plus N. Next greater button, Alt plus N.
Go to next.
Space. Tab, how will the destination computers participate in the network? Less back button, Alt plus B, tab, cancel button, tab, 313, tab, work group, colon, radio button checked, Alt plus W.
And we want it to be a work group.
Tab, how will the destination, tab, next greater space. Tab, provide information about the location of the destination, tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, telephony. Tab, country or region, colon, combo box, not specified, Alt plus C, Oman, Pakistan, Palau, Panama. Uganda, Ukraine, United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, United States of America, tab, area code or city code, colon, edit, Alt plus A, 330, tab, number to dial for access to an outside line, colon, edit, Alt plus N.
This screen is asking us for our modem setup information. If you don't have any, you can skip
tab,
it.
Tab, the phone system at this locate, tab, next greater bus space. Tab, to specify the language separate, tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, regional settings. Tab, use the default regional settings for the Windows version you are installing, radio button checked, Alt plus U.
And we just want to use our regional settings.
Tab, next greater bus space. Tab, select the language groups, tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, languages. Tab, language groups, colon, multi-select list box, not selected Arabic, Alt plus L, not selected Arabic. Shift tab, 313 view, languages. Tab, language groups, colon, multi-select, tab, next greater button, Alt plus N. Tab, less back button, tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, languages. Tab, language groups, colon, multi-select list box, not selected Arabic, Alt plus L.
I'm just going to leave it as not selected.
Tab, next greater button, space.
You can set it to your appropriate language if necessary.
Tab, which customization method do you tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, browser and shell settings. Tab, use the default Internet Explorer settings, radio button checked, Alt plus D.
You can set up some Internet Explorer settings here by default. I'm going to just take the defaults.
Tab, next greater space. Tab, on the destination tab, cancel button. Tab, 313 view, installation folder. Tab, a folder named Windows radio button checked, Alt plus A.
This screen is asking us where we want to install to. I'm just going to take Windows.
Tab, next greater button, Alt space. tab to automatically install a network printer, the first tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, install printers, tab, network printer name, colon, edit, alt, plus E, tab, install these printers, colon, tab, add, dot, 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 tab, next creator button, alt, plus N, next creator button, alt, plus N.
I'm going to skip that and just go to next. We'll install our printers from our disks, our installation disks.
Space, tab to automatically, or tab, cancel, but tab, 313 view, run once, tab, command to add, colon, edit, alt, plus C.
Here's your run once commands. We don't have any.
Tab, run these, tab, add, dot, dot, tab, next creator, space. Tab, you can run any, tab, cancel button, tab, 313 view, additional commands. Tab, command to add, colon, edit, alt, plus, tab, run these commands, colon, list box, alt, plus, U. Tab, add, dot, 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 but, tab, finish button.
And we're not going to add any additional commands, so we're going to finish.
Space, setup manager dialog, path and file name, colon, edit, e, colon, backslash, unattended, xp, backslash, setup, mgr, backslash, unattend, dot, txt.
It's asking us where we want to put this file. Make sure you put it somewhere where you can remember it. And
path and file name, colon, edit, e, colon, backslash, unattended, xp, backslash, setup, mgr, backslash, unattend.txt.
Now it's calling this unattend.txt. Once we create this, you'll have to rename it to winnt.sif and then put it on a floppy disk.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 button, alt, plus, tab, OK button, space, cancel button.
Okay, and I told it I want to finish.
Setup manager, tab, tab. Alt tab, ndwin.sif dash note, alt tab, setup manager dialog, cancel button, tab.
Let's see here.
Setup manager dialog, completing setup manager, e colon backslash unattended xp backslash setup mgr backslash unattend.txt e colon backslash unattended xp backslash setup mgr backslash unattend.bat. For information about using the answer file, view the sample batch script. You have successfully completed setup manager and created the following files, colon, completing setup manager, e colon backslash unattended xp back.
Okay, and I can exit out of this.
Alt F7.
Yeah, do the right key.
Alt F4. ndwin.sif-note.
Okay. Now you would just go take that file, you would rename it to winnt.sif, put it out on your floppy, and you can use that to do your unattended install, or if you've downloaded the file from JFW Lite, and I'm going to show you that now.
Alt tab. Left bracket data, right bracket semicolon. Semicolon, prep CD.
Okay, I've opened this up into Notepad. Just going to basically go down through it real quick. And you would have to edit certain things here, and I'm just going to go through these.
Left bracket data, right bracket. Flopolis equals quote, one quote. Auto partition equals one.
These are the different setup parameters for the unattended install. I'll tell you which ones you need to change.
MS-DOS initiated equals quote 0 quote. Unattended install equals quote yes quote. Blank. Left bracket setup data right bracket. Osload options equals quote slash noggy boot slash fast detect quote blank. Left bracket unattended right bracket. Unattend mode equals full unattended. M-schedule equals yes.
I'm just going line by line through this.
M-pre-install equals no. No wait after text mode equals 0. File system equals convert NTFS. Extent OEM partition equals 1.
Most of this has been filled out for you already.
Repartition equals yes. Confirm hardware equals no. NT upgrade equals no. Win31 upgrade equals no. Target path equals backslash windows. MPNP drivers path equals quote PNP quote. Driver signing policy equals ignore. Blank. Left bracket P unattended right bracket. Admin password equals quote XX. Admin password equals quote XXX quote.
Now the XXX in the quotes, you would change to your admin password there.
Encrypted admin password equals no. Auto logon equals yes. Auto logon count equals 4. OEM skip regional equals 1. Time zone equals 35. M skip welcome equals 1. Blank. Left bracket user data right bracket.
Most of the information you're going to change is in this user data section.
Product ID equals XXX-XXX-XXX-XXX-XXX.
Now those XXXXs you'll have to change there to your product key.
Full name equals quote XXXXX quote.
Change the X's there to your name.
Org name equals quote quote. Computer name equals XXX.
Put your computer name there. Replace the XXX.
Blank. Left bracket display right bracket. Bits per pill equals 16. Resolution equals 1024. Y resolution equals 768. Refresh equals 75. Blank. Left bracket top location right bracket. Country code equals 1. Dialing equals tone. Area code equals XXX.
You can change the XXX here to your area code for your phone.
LAN. Left bracket favorites X right bracket. Title 1 equals quote HJ website dot URL quote. LAN. URL 1 equals quote HTTP colon slash slash www quote. LAN. Left bracket granting grant IE using unit. LAN. Left bracket URL right bracket. Home underline page equals search underline page equals HTTP. LAN. Left bracket proxy right bracket. Proxy under use underline same one. LAN. Left bracket identification right bracket. Join workgroup equals XXX.
The XXX here on the join workgroup, you can change that to your workgroup name. Typically, you can just say MS Home. That's generally fine. Or whatever your network is that you're working on if you have a home network set up.
LAN. Left bracket network and right bracket. Install default components equals yes. LAN. LAN.
And that's the end of this file. So I'm going to get out of it.
Alt F4. Desktop. Folder view. List view. My computer.
And that's about it as far as that goes. You can take either method you want to get your unattended answer file. I'm going to come back over here to this computer and see how it's doing. And it sounds like it's still working. I don't think we're completely finished with it yet or not. Let me try and see if I can find out. And I may need to plug into that. I'm not sure if it's going to recognize the drivers on there or not. It should, but just out of curiosity here, I'm going to plug my USB sound device in. I think it's still working, though. And I'm back here behind my computer. There we go. And get to my sound card here, plug my line in. And let's see if we have anything yet. And we don't. And I was pressing my Windows U key there to see if I could get Narrator up. You'll have to get Narrator up here once the install is complete. You have to use Narrator till you can get JAWS installed. Okay, I'm going to pause this right now till this gets up to a point that we can start talking about it again, but I will be back with you here in a couple of moments to wrap this up.
And we now have sound from our install, so everything is up and running. And now I can bring up Narrator with the Windows U, and we'll see what we have. And we're going to press Windows U to bring up Narrator.
Foreground window, utility manager. List, utility manager, type app, not foreground window, narrator, app, YouTube, Microsoft out-of-box experience, list item, tab, Microsoft out-of-box experience, pane, read only, tab.
Oh my.
Tab. Shift window, Microsoft out-of-box experience, headband and available. Video 1, Microsoft out-of-box experience, client, and shell name pane, client. Welcome to Microsoft Windows. Thank you for purchasing Microsoft Windows XP. Let's spend a few minutes setting up your computer. Click me to get help. For help. To continue, click next. Period. Click here or press F1. Next. Next. N. Extension.
So let's try an Alt N for next.
Alt N. Help protect my PC by turning on automatic updates now. Radio button to select a different item in the cluster.
And now it's asking about automatic updates, and we're going to
tab. Tab. Help protect my PC by tab. Windows update privacy statement tab. Back. Push tab. Append.
Well.
Tab. Help protect my PC by turning on. Not right now. Radio button checked to select a different item in the cluster. Use
and
the arrow keys.
We'll try an Alt
next,
N
push button
for
to
next.
Use space bar N. Back push button to press. Use space bar.
Okay.
Next push button to press. Shift window. Microsoft out of box experience. Headband available. Video 1. Microsoft out-of-box experience, client, and shell name pane, client. Will this computer connect to the internet directly, or through a network? You can set up this computer to connect to the internet directly, or through a network of connected computers, if you have one. In either case, tab. Tab. Yes, this computer will connect through a local area network or home network digital subscriber line, DSL. Or cable modem, radio button, checked. To select a different item in the cluster control.
And I've got it selected to connect through my DSL through internet. So I'm going to try to do an Alt N for next.
N. Yes, activate Windows over the internet now. No, remind me every few days, radio button, checked. To select control.
And you probably would want to activate, but in this instance I don't. Since this is just a test run, and you know, I'm not doing this for real, so I really don't want to activate it. So I selected no, and I'm going to hit Alt N for next.
N, back, push button to press, use space bar, your name, editable text. Shift, R I C K, space, H A, R N O N. Tab, second user, editable text. Tab. Third user, editable text. Alt.
And this is going to be the only one, so hopefully I can hit Alt N for next.
N. Finish. Push button to press. Use space bar.
And it appears to be done, so I'm going to hit space bar here on finish.
Space. Foreground window. Foreground window. Windows log. Foreground window.
And I'm logging on.
Tab. Tab. Shift window. Windows log on. Windows log on. Client. Foreground window. Start menu. Tab. Pop-up menu end. Help balloon. Take a tour of Windows XP. To learn about the exciting new features in XP now, click here. To tab. Notification area. Tab. Foreground window. Start. Push button. To press. Use space bar.
And
start,
I'm at my
button.
Desktop here
running
now.
Applications. Client. Running applications. Control.
So at this point, we could simply stick our JAWS CD in. And start installing JAWS. And then at that point, after we had JAWS on, we could just start installing all of our other programs and drivers that we needed. And that's pretty much it. And that's basically how you do your unattended installation of Windows. we're all the ways up now and ready to move on.
This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.